You're listening to the Talk Story Radio Network.
All right, then it up.
Welcome to another edition of Swoop's World, right here on the new Talk Story Radio Network. Swoop's World, where you get all you need to know about arts, culture, news, and happiness. Our number, if you want to give us a call tonight, is 562-912-3444. You can always email us at swoopsworld@gmail.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter. Once again, if you want to give us a call, that number is 562-912-3444. Now just sit back and enjoy another edition of Swoop's World on the new Talk Story Radio Network. To another edition of Swoop's World Primetime on a Thursday. How's it going, Peter?
It's going all right.
Looking forward to today. Our guest is singer-songwriter Miyu, calling in from Hades. And so I think we've had people call in from Scotland and England and Canada and now Haiti. So it should be a good show. She's got some pretty cool songs out, and she's been out there trying to make a name for herself in the R&B, rap, hip-hop world, so looking forward to talking to her. Last night was great. We had Rasmus Stewart in studio.
He performed a couple of songs. It's always fun to hear him.
Yeah, it's always good to hear Rasmus, and it was a good time last night, man. I got to hear about all of C-Live's love letters.
Mm-hmm. All three of them.
All three of them. And talking about some other cool stuff. But yeah, good times last night. And if you didn't get a chance to listen to last night's show, it's available on our site on the archives there. And you can also get it downloaded from iTunes or listen to it on the Swoop's World iPhone app. So where you can always listen to it live and archives right there. Man, how's your morning been, man?
It's been okay. It's been busy. You know, my wife's got the new firm that she's the new business, basically. And I'm the one that does all the grunt work.
Yeah.
So I've been dealing with like filling out forms.
Office manager,
yeah. Yes, is the official title, I guess. So anyhow, that's, I don't mind it. But those types of forms, you know, health insurance forms are half the time they don't make any sense what they're asking, and then the other half of the time you feel like I shouldn't really be giving somebody this sort of information here, but what are you going to do, right?
Exactly.
You covered. So.
It's got to be, you know, when you start filling out those forms and answering all those boxes and shit, and you're like, why do you need to know this for that?
Yeah,
you know,
it's
like, come on, give me a break. But I guess it's got to be done.
It's got to be done. That's the thing, yeah.
I had really kind of a slow morning, man. Got the kid off to school and pretty much, you know, uploaded our stuff to the different places that it had to go to be archived and stuff like that, and just kind of finished up last night's show and getting ready for today's show, so... It's been about it. I'll tell you what, let's take our first break and come back, and let's talk to our guest. How's that
sound? Sounds good.
We're going to listen to Swoop's World on Talk Story Radio Network. We're going to listen to one of Miyu's songs right now. This is called Breaking Down Walls, and we'll be back after this.
Drop it down like this. Ain't enough for time when dropping like that. Feel like it like that. Say ayo, ayo. Ain't enough for time when dropping like that. Feel like it like that. Say ayo. Giving it free, giving it. We're gonna break the walls of the system. Giving it free, giving it. We're gonna break the walls of the system. Yes, I know this is so unexpected. Yes, I know this is so addictive. This track, everybody knows how good it is. All of the drop, you know nothing but that it is. It goes straight inside the ring, and I know. You wouldn't like things to believe things, so why? Cause you're afraid to get a blaze, it's not often. Listen, my friend, don't be amazed, we're getting blazed when I flow. Why you can't miss how I glow? I'm so fresh, and baby, you know it. Ain't enough first time, when dropping like that. Feel like it, like that, say ayo, ayo. Ain't enough first time, when dropping like that. Feel like it, like that, say ayo. Giving it free, giving it, we're gonna make a
ain't blow me out. So strange I am, huh? I'm crazy, huh? Cause I'm an angel looking, think I'm sitting on nothing. My goon give it to you, and in your place to put you. I got those lyrics dropped to hear me too high for you. I'm sick and tired of you stupid who's talking like an imbecile. So what you asking me to chill, but once I don't know where to stop. Ain't in the first time, when you break like that. Feel like it like that, say ayo, ayo. Ain't in the first time, when you break like that. Feel like it like that, say ayo. Giving it free, giving it real, gonna break the walls of the system. Giving it free, giving it real, gonna break the walls of the system. Yes, I know I'm so, so unexpected. Yes, I know I'm so, so addicted. But looking for my blows, for my fans and my blood, oh. For the kids who want to become like me. You wanna see me green? Won't get that chance, silly. As an advice, baby, stay away from me. Once we drop, we will do a mashup. We won't need a backup. And you can try to diss. You know we got the lyrics, so you will shut your mouth, cause that's a fact. We're tough. Ain't in the first time, when you break like that. Feel like it like that, say ayo, ayo. Ain't in the first time, when you break like that. Feel like that, say ayo. Giving it free, giving it real, gonna break the walls of the system. Giving it free, giving it real, gonna break the walls of the system. Yes, I know I'm so, so unexpected. Yes, I know I'm so, so addictive. Trying to stop it from getting there. And guess what? If you didn't know, I'm already there. Crown. Don't be foolish, acting like a clown. Oh baby, come on, just say shine. Cause this moment is mine. Ooh. Give me the free, give me the real, gonna break the walls of the system. Give me the free, give me the real, gonna break the walls of the system. Yes, I know, this is so unexpected. Yes, I know, this is so addictive.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Me, you brings the heat.
Heat.
Eddie Wonder drops the beat.
Beat.
DJ Ash makes the heat.
That's what's up.
This is Paul Stanley from Kiss for Rad, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Some of us work months producing a CD, but in less time than it takes to play it, someone will be killed in an alcohol-related crash. So please don't drive when you've been drinking. Plan ahead. Arrange a designated driver. Remember, friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Check out my new time machine.
Does it work?
Hit the button.
Hey, it's Napoleon.
Oui. Check out the future.
Hey, you have a nice house. Why don't I?
You didn't save any money, buddy.
If only there was a way I could go back in time and fix that.
Yeah.
Save something for the future. Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's
feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk Story Radio Network.
Hey, this is Sharp Mo on the wall, and you're listening to Swirl.
And welcome back to Super on Talk Story Radio Network. And our guest today is Miyu. We're going to try to get her on the line right now as we speak. Do, 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 do. It's the old call. Calling and calling and calling. See?
The person whom you're trying to reach is currently unavailable.
Currently
unavailable. Please leave a message after the beep.
We'll try again in just a second. Anyway, that was her that we just played at the top of this top of the break, and you know, you got to kind of get an idea what she's all about. We're gonna try to call her again in just a second. Let me type some stuff in there, Peter.
Sure.
You got a little story you want to talk about?
I had a couple stories, but this first one, I'll save the good one for after the interview, because this is that one's a bit intense. This one is just, you know, criminals being stupid again. So the you know how iPads and phones have GPS locators, right?
Uh-huh.
So somebody stole an iPad. This is in Palo Alto area, so here in California. It's not Florida. And the Santa Clara County District Attorney's Office got notified, and the cops followed the GPS for the iPad to a house. They went, knocked on the house. Somebody answered it. Cops had no, because you can't get a warrant for this apparently, but they asked, you know, if they could look around and come in, and they didn't have a warrant, but the guys said, yeah, okay, right there. I mean, you know, 101.
No.
You've committed some sort of burglary of some sort. You tell them, do you have a warrant? No. Okay, so already we're talking not the brightest bulbs here. As the police were walking around this apartment, this house, they found 780 pounds of crystal meth, worth about $35 million, scattered around this place. So, you know, as crazy as all this is, the district attorney said about 100 pounds are recovered in a year in this county. And right. Now here they've got 780 pounds. And he was telling his dad about the bus, and his dad says, they have $35 million in crystal meth, but they got to go steal an iPad.
Exactly.
You know? And then they got to let the cops in. Anyhow, so it's just one of those instances of, you know.
Guess who's floating in the river today?
Somebody is, yeah. Somebody's in trouble.
Let me try to call Miu again, see if we can get her to pick up this time. Yeah, it's funny when you get some geniuses like that. There's...
The person whom you're trying to reach is currently unavailable.
I'll tell you what, if she wants to call back, Miu, if you're around, give us a call back. And, gosh, we just talked like 5 minutes ago.
Maybe she's having a problem.
Yeah, maybe she did say something. She has Skype problems sometimes.
And here's another interesting story. This is the funny variety. So there's this first grader who, you know, has a reason for being absent.
Uh-huh.
And so his reason is that, if you can read it, he handwrote this note. Tomorrow, I am not going to be here because I am going to be in vagina. Now, we're assuming he meant to say Virginia.
At least that's a legitimate excuse, regardless.
And then I'd heard about this. There's this kid, it's along the same lines, of this kid who, the weatherman, came to school to talk, you know? Uh-huh. You know, sort of like a whatever, you know, like a career day sort of deal. And the weatherman came in, and this kid wrote a thank you letter. And this is funny, actually. So Flint, he's a fourth grade student. He was apparently so astounded by the Texas weatherman, Albert Ramon's visit to the school, that he decided to show his appreciation by writing a letter to the meteorologist saying he can sit atop a half-platinum, half-solid gold, jewel-encrusted throne. In the note, the boy continues to praise the meteorology lesson, giving Ramon what very likely could be the greatest compliment he's ever received. You're more awesome than a monkey wearing a tuxedo made out of bacon riding a cyborg unicorn. So this kid was impressed.
Not only was he impressed, he's the next freaking George Lucas.
Yeah, right. So he got some interesting kid
write,
stuff
write
there.
That kid's name down, because about 20 years from now we'll be watching his movies.
Yeah. So that's in that category.
That's funny. I'll tell you what, we'll take another quick break. We'll try to get Miu on the line one more time, and if not, we'll just roll with it and because we've been here before.
Yeah.
This is the Swoosh World of the Talk Story Radio Network, where we're always interactive, live, and archived.
I'm in the car next to you on the highway. I sit in front of you on the bus. I'm one out of every six Americans, and I'm struggling with hunger. This isn't an uncontrollable epidemic. There's enough food in this country to feed every hungry person. Please, visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank. Every dollar you donate helps provide 7 meals for those around you, quietly struggling with hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hello, this is Normandy Wilson, and you're listening to Snoop's World.
And welcome back to Swoop's World. And what you heard there during the break was everybody else, with Miu, and it sounds like T-Pain's on that one with her. We're going to try to give her a call one more time, and if we get through, if not, then I guess she can reschedule.
Yeah.
But it's she did say she has Skype problems. We talked to her probably about 10 minutes before the show started, so it's kind of hoping to.
The person whom you're trying to reach is.
No luck. Anyway, so no Miyu Danae, and we'll just move on. Let me know what's coming up this on Swiss Road. Next week on Late Night, comedian Sina Ametson will be joining us. And then on Primetime, Donna Mariquas. And Donna is, she's real big here in the Long Beach community with a group called Long Beach Grows, and they're talking about urban farms and stuff like that. So she'll be real interesting to talk to. And yeah, exactly. You're right about that, Bird. Skype or bus. And so we great next week on Primetime. Like I said, last night we had Raspin. Raspin Stewart was with us, and we had a good time with him. A couple of in-studio songs, as well as we played a lot of his music, and just a great interview. So that's on the archives. Check it out right there at swoopsworld.com. And I see you've got another another cool story there.
Right? I got some crazy stories. this one is just, I don't even know. It's just not right. And so in Davis, Oklahoma. You might know where that is, right?
I don't know where Davis
is. You got some peeps in Oklahoma. Anyhow,
I do have peeps, but I don't know where Davis is.
Authorities in Murray County have charged 77-year-old man for violating a show pig at an agricultural barn located on the property of Davis Public Schools.
Okay. Violating a show pig.
Yes. Court documents state that Jimmy Hawkeye Jeter of Davis was caught on surveillance video inside the barn. Records state that Jeter walked into the pen, unzipped his pants, appeared to pull something out of his pants, then bent over the female pig.
That's just okay. Wrong.
That's wrong and weird. But this is even... This gets worse.
It gets better?
During an
or worse?
During an interview with investigators, documents state that Jeter, direct quote, said he was not trying to poison the gilt, which is a female pig, and stated, I just stuck my finger up her private. That's all I did. Authorities say Jeter admitted he, again a direct quote, poured corn out to hold the gilt still and did this in the early 70s.
Oh my God, this guy's a serial, he's a serial rapist.
Court documents state Jeter also admitted that he got sexual gratification from the incident. No shit, right? he was charged. Here's what's interesting. Because, you know, what do you charge somebody for that, right? I mean, it's gross and it's detestable.
Bestiality is against the law,
isn't it? I don't think it is, actually. Or maybe it is. But here's what he is charged with. With detestable and abominable crime against nature. Which pretty much sums it up, right? I mean...
Well, he's not allowed to buy bacon anymore. What's the penalty for that?
I don't know. They didn't say what he could... but it's not his first run-in with the law in 2000.
Hawkeye, huh?
Yeah. In 2008. This guy's 77 years old. And
was Viagra involved in this situation?
They don't say, but... Doesn't sound like this guy needs it for that. Stealing cattle in 2008, and he was arrested in 2011 for attempting to steal horses, which led to a felony charge of larceny.
They used to hang people for stealing horses.
Somebody, I think, needs to hang this guy.
For a variety of reasons.
And then they got a picture of him. And, you know...
He's a proud man. He's standing tall. He's not. He doesn't look embarrassed. No guilt look on his face.
No, this is wrong, man. That is way wrong.
Yeah, he was. Then he's a horse thief and a cattle rustler.
So then I got this other one. This one's just weird, man. This is weird. It's not.
The last one was weird.
This is weirder. Trust me on this one. Now, it's a UK kind of news of the weird sort of thing.
Okay.
And so there's this guy who is a manager. This guy who's writing it says that he has a friend who
knows a guy, right?
Yeah. He was a manager at a chain pub in central London. Uh-huh. A few weeks ago, the friend says, a guy comes in. The friend is working behind the bar. Guy comes up to the friend and says, he just took a piss, right? Just was in the urinal, and he could have sworn he saw an eyeball looking from the hole. in the urinal.
Okay.
And the guy was like, you know, not believing him. Not just an eyeball, but an eyebrow as well. So it's like looking around.
Somebody's like seriously planted against the wall there.
Yeah. So they go to the toilets, check the two adjoining rooms. In the first door, they discover the place is pretty much flooded with urine. Okay, so that's already gross, right?
Yeah.
Okay, it gets a lot worse. Because then they go to the next room, or they try to, and it's locked. And it's a fire exit, is how they're supposed to. So it's locked, it shouldn't be. The guy gets the keys. Then they hear a frantic scuffle behind the door. As they try to push the door open, some guy comes bolting out. And he is soaked in piss.
Ugh.
From head to toe.
Ugh.
And as he runs by, he says, "I didn't do anything." They go in there to look and see, because these two guys are shocked, you know, they're just fucking, you know. Plus, who wants to grab a guy covered in piss? They let him leave, right? They're like, whatever. When they go in there, they check, they see that the plumbing for the urinal has been removed from, you know, the wall side, right? And put to one side, leaving a hole in the masonry. You know, they got pictures here, actual pictures of this. So it was it looks like a kind of a cinder block sort of wall.
Uh-huh.
And so tissue paper had been laid on the exposed brickwork to provide a comfortable headrest for what?
Oh my gosh! He was settling in.
He was fucking. He was settling in there to let people piss on him. And police were called. Not surprisingly, no fingerprints were found because. There was piss everywhere.
They washed away all the evidence.
Yeah. If that isn't just...
That's sick.
I mean, that makes that other guy, that makes the Jeter guy seem like a pretty normal stand-up guy.
Oh, hey, just so those of you tuned in to listen to hear our interview with Miyu today, we can't get her back on Skype, so we'll have to reschedule her and maybe get her on later on in the year. But thanks for tuning in anyway, and we're just kind of doing some news of the weird, some other things. But we're going to let you listen to one of her songs, and this one here is called, what is this one? Pleasure Steve. Oh, this is Pleasure Steve featuring Miyu. And you're listening to Swoops World Talk Story Radio Network. Back to some crazy news of the weird after this.
Just let me caress you. My hands been thirsty for your skin. I missed your flesh, boo. Now let's go take a shower. Got candles lit all over the place. So come on, let's enjoy these hours. For you, I keep forever on my mind. Magic on my lips. I know it's gonna be eternal whenever we touch and kiss.
Nurse, set up an IV. And you, her boyfriend. You were the driver?
Yes, doctor, but I didn't mean to hurt her. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Just buzzed? Oh, hello. Then your girlfriend is fine.
Hey, sweetie. Hello. I feel great.
Hello.
Hey, Miyu, how's it going?
I'm good.
We made it happen. Well, thanks for coming on the show.
Yes, I'm glad to be here with you today.
Great. Can you do me a favor? Turn your speaker down.
Yes.
Thanks.
Good.
So, tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and where you're from and how you got started in music.
I am from Haiti, and I live there. I started in 2006 with a contest, and they gave me a beat, and I had to make a song on it. And it was my first composition. It was the song called Hot Boy. That's how I started.
Great.
Then I distributed the song and in radio stations, and yeah.
And since then, you said that was your first start of writing songs. Since then, how has this journey of music been?
Since then, I've been playing everywhere, like in the big events and small events, and I played with in the most important places in the capital and all around the country, and I have grown in music, yeah.
Great. Now, you come from a musical family, right? I believe your father plays an instrument in bands,
yeah,
and stuff?
Yeah, my father plays saxophone. And my mother is a milliner. So I'm very fashion. And I love music.
Yes. Now, are you currently recording new songs? Are you writing new songs?
Actually, I have around 50 songs written, and now I'm working on my first album. I had a demo with 7 musics. That I distributed in the radios. It was a tryout because the quality of the song wasn't that good. So I decide now to start working on my first album, Serious Work, much better quality, and and we're going well.
Great, great. When it comes to performing, we've had this question for a lot of different artists. Some people really enjoy the time in the studio. Some people really enjoy the live performances. And, you know, others talk about, you know, they enjoy both. Do you have a preference?
Live. Live is amazing because you have the public in front of you and you can play with them and you can see, their expression and feel and see how they feel about your music.
Right.
And it's very, very interesting.
Do you ever get stage fright up there?
Stage what?
Do you ever get nervous? Really, is it scary?
When I started, yes, it was very difficult because I'm very shy, and I was, and it was difficult. But I got used to it, and now it's normal. I mean, you always get nervous, but not that hard.
Right.
You know, every place is different, and you're the first artist we've spoken with that is from Haiti and lives in Haiti. The music business in Haiti, how difficult is it to break into the music business, and how difficult is it to get your music played?
It's it's very, very extremely difficult here because, I don't know, we don't really have an industry like well made, like organized. It's not very organized, and it's pretty difficult because to get your music play, it's amazing how it's difficult. But what I do a lot of interviews when you are in the show, so they listen to they can roll your song. But since you're not here, I mean, calling the person every day. no, it's difficult. Yeah. And we don't really have producers, promoters. We don't really have people doing this.
Wow, that can be tough.
Yeah.
Now, you have a very, very big online presence. How important is that for you to share your music?
I have a manager who's working very well on my presence on internet because in Haiti it's difficult to have a presence. I mean, on the radio, to have airtime, it's difficult. So I'm very in the internet, and it's working very well. And I'm known in Haiti without a video. I don't have a video yet. I'm working on it. I have one that is coming out soon. And even though this is difficult, because to have a video, they are not. It's really difficult because people are not serious. And I'm waiting since 2 months to put the video out.
Yeah.
And that's it. And it's working very well for me until then.
Are most of your... So we know you speak French, and you said Creole, and obviously English. Are most of your fans from one of those languages? Or are you getting... Are you reaching a whole group of people? Who are your fans?
Most of my fans are in the U.S.
Oh yeah.
I realize it because I'm on Reverb Nation, and they give you a map, and with you know how many fans you get where, and I have more fans in the U.S. Especially in Boston. Boston is where I have most of my fans.
Wow.
And I have a lot of fans in Haiti. And yeah, but most of them are in the U.S. Yeah.
Have you traveled to the U.S. and performed in the U.S. yet?
Never.
Oh.
Never went to the U.S.
Sounds like you're going to need to visit Boston.
Yeah.
Well, we have a question from the chat room that from Bird, who says you're quite talented, and he wanted to know if you were caught in the 2010 earthquake.
Two?
Were you anywhere? Did the earthquake affect you?
Yes. My house is affected, but it can be fixed. And I'm living in a shelter with my family. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But that's it. I don't have any. I didn't lose any clothes. Friend or family.
Right. Good.
Well, that must make, you know, doing what you're trying to do, you're performing, you know, working out of a shelter and all that, that must make it even more difficult.
Yes, it is. It's, I mean, you had a lot of space and now you're in a little thing and it's difficult to have all your things arranged and organized. But I'm getting used to it, and we're trying to get out of it.
Yeah.
I'll get through it.
Excellent. And that's some resolve you have to have. Now, with recording and things like that, is it tough to get studio time, or do you do it? You know, a lot of people nowadays, because of the internet and computers and things, a lot of people are creating their own studios in their, you know, wherever. But are you going to professional studios, or are you able to do it on your own?
No, I don't have a home studio. There is a lot of studios, but they are not good engineers. So I finally found someone who I can work with, and I'm working with him. He's working on my album. His name is Nice Beat. He's good, and now I'm doing good music. Now I feel that I'm doing good music. Yeah.
Excellent. Now you won a contest on one of the websites a year or so ago. Tell us a little bit about that.
Organized with OurStage.com, and he gave out a beat, and I had to compose three verses on it, and he made the chorus. So I had only 2 days. 2 days. I entered the contest 2 days before the closing, and I made the song in 4 hours. I mean, 4 hours. Song wrote it, and then song wrote, and we went to the studio and we made it. Wow. And yeah, it was pretty, I mean.
Where do you get your inspiration from when you're writing songs?
I don't know. They are coming. sometimes I have to stop them, but they are coming. I mean, like that. I don't know. I talk about everything I see and everything I experimented.
Now, you've also collaborated with other people too, right?
Yes. And the song that we just heard before I started is with the Sniper, Steve J. Bryan. Uh-huh. He's a rapper in here, and he's really good. I'm a fan. And we this song is on his mixtape that he just put out, and I think that his mixtape is really good. I mean, yeah, it's really good. So it was a pleasure for me to collaborate with him. And I have another song with another artist here called Stanley George. And yes, I have a lot of collaboration. And I have another one with a hip-hop group, Rappin' Family. Rappin' Family for the carnival in 2009. Because, you know, the groups here, when it's carnival time, every group put out a song for the carnival. So I was part of their song for the 2009 carnival, and it was pretty good.
Wow. How do you, obviously you do a lot of collaborations and you like collaborating with people. How is that different from when you're doing things on your own? Do you work well with other people's suggestions and things, or is it difficult for you to kind of go that route?
I work. I don't know. It's not more difficult with other people. I mean, it's interesting when you're working with someone else because you're learning from this person. I mean, when you do a collaboration, you get to know the artist better because you are with him in the booth, you know, and you get to know the person, you get to know his techniques, and it's making you better, I think.
Well, I think anytime you get to work with other people, so it's always a learning experience, and you know, you learn things that you like and you learn things you don't like, and you kind of take it all in and move forward. Now, the contest that you got to do with T-Pain, but you also did another contest with SoundClick.com, right?
Yes. I was recently in a contest for songwriting. And I finished in the semi-finalist. I think it was 20 or 10 finalists. So that was pretty good. I didn't reach the final, but that was pretty good.
That's awesome. Good. So what's next for you? I know you said you got about 50 songs, and you're working on some videos and things. Any plans to tour outside of Haiti?
After putting out 2 or 3 videos, maybe I will plan. I'm working with someone in Martinique, and we want to do a tour in the Caribbean. And we're planning it, but I have to have more multimedia. I mean, videos and music, so they can promote me there before I come. So I have to get the album ready and some videos, yes, before doing that.
Very good. Now, How do your fans find you? You have the Facebook and you have another website. Give the ways, the different ways people can find you and find your music.
I have a Facebook, Miu IT. I have 3 pages, MIU. And I have an official website, www.miuit.com. MEUHAETEMIUHAITI. So that's it. And I have MySpace and Reverb Nation. Since you know the name, you can find me. Search on Google MIU Haiti, you will find me.
Well, you know, with the Reverb Nation and MySpace and Facebook like that, it really works well for independent artists like yourself, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is really helping.
And you've developed a really strong following. I know one of your Facebook pages has something like 26,000 likes.
29 and some.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, we're working on it. Yeah, that's
good. Very, very good. So what's been the most fun for you since you started? I mean, like you said, you started in a situation where you had to really write your first song and perform it right away. What's been the most fun for you along the way?
I think that having the chance to have a song with T-Pain is the best thing I've done in my career. I really appreciate doing it. I don't know. I'm proud of hearing my voice with the voice of T-Pain, even though he doesn't know the song exists. But yeah, but I'm proud of it.
Wow. Who are some of your inspirations? Who do you listen to when you're not listening to your own music? Who are you out there like to listen to?
I listen to everybody. I mean everybody. I mean famous. Lady Gaga, Pink, Rihanna. I love Evanescence, and I love Josh Groban and Whitney Houston, Michael Jackson.
Wow! Now, your dad, like we talked about, your dad played saxophone. Has he given you any advice being involved in the music business?
Who?
Your father.
My father. I don't have a good relationship with my father, but I mean, I was young, but I saw him running out the house and coming 3 days after, and I realized that music is I mean taking your time, a lot of your time. Yeah. And it's something that you have to learn to handle when you have a family, and yeah. But I can't say that I learned that he gave me an advice or something, because I don't know. We don't really talk much, but
is there anything that you wanted to cover today that we haven't had a chance to cover and haven't had a chance to talk about?
Well, I always say in all my interviews that when you have a dream, you gotta hold it tight and work hard for it. I always say that. So I want to share this with everybody. Once you have a dream, you are the only one who's stopping you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Work hard and good reward will come.
Yeah.
Well, Miu, I want to thank you so much for joining us on the show today. And I'm glad we actually did get hooked up eventually. But I want to thank you for the show and coming on the show, and wish you much luck to a very, very successful career. Your stuff is outstanding, and nothing but the best for you.
Thank you very much, Amos. I was glad to be with you guys, and I love the vibe of the show, and it's pretty cool.
Thank you.
Okay, see you soon.
All right.
Best of luck.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. You listen to Swoops Road on the Talk Story Radio Network, and that was Miu. And we're just happy to get her on the show, and we're going to take a quick break. Be back after this. How about a little Rasmus Stewart, who was our guest last night? And this is called We Do What We Do.
Ride 'em, cowboy. More than just my lover. Situation like a circle never ends. Hey, 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 hey,
Rasmus Stewart, We Do What We Do, and our guest today was Miyu, and what a nice young lady, man.
Yeah, I'm glad we were able to get through to her.
It was
technical difficulties.
Had a little problem in the beginning, but she finally got through, and it was great to talk to her and learn a little bit about her, and then find out what's happening in the Haiti music scene.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool. Just want to remind everybody, you're listening to the Switch from the Talk Story Radio Network, where we're always interactive, live, and archived. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, download any past shows on iTunes, or right here on SwoopsWorld.com. And if you never need to send us an email, it's SwoopsWorld@gmail.com. A couple good friends of the show that we always like to mention is SoCal Mobile Detailing and Spa. If you're in the Long Beach area, they will come to you. Cars, trucks, SUVs, boats. Brandon Williams, and best prices in town. Two numbers to get a hold of them, 310-997-5660 or 562-856-8121. Or send them an email at so.calmds@gmail.com. Let them know Swoops World sent you. Powerhouse Fitness, Jack Nunn, a good friend of the show. If you want to get in shape, stay in shape, train for the Olympics, you name it, they can handle anything, any one of your fitness needs. They have indoor rowing, Zumba, boot camp, spin classes, and much, much more. Personal training included. 5750 Boathouse Lane and 1347 Loma Street, two locations right here in Long Beach. Website, powerhousefit.com. Phone number, 562-688-1716. Let them know Swoops World sent you. Get your first week for free. Big plans this weekend, man?
Big plans. No, not really.
It's good, though, right?
It's good, yeah. I guess it's good. I don't know. I mean, I'm still behind. I'm trying to catch up, so that's probably what I'll end up doing most of.
Yeah.
And, that's it. I'm like, this past weekend was so busy, and this even the first part of this week was so busy, I'm looking forward to kind of doing nothing or less. Doing less. How about you?
Soccer game to go to on Saturday. I'm trying to get a couple bike rides in if I can. And other than that, I just want to just kind of be mellow, man.
Yeah.
Just kind of take it easy, you know. Finish some books. I'm halfway through Catching Fire, which is second one of the Hunger Games.
I just started that one.
And
I like that. I thought it was a good book.
Yeah, it was a good book.
Very well done. And
I'm over all the hype of the movie, and I do want to see the movie. I feel like I'm getting bombarded with so much shit. But the books were the first book was, I thought, was awesome, and this one is just continuation. It's really
good. What I like best about her writing is the pace. I mean, she's telling an interesting story, and she just, you know, it's got a great flow about it. You know, just is really well written.
Yeah.
Technically, it's a kid's book, but really, it's one of those books that could appeal to anybody. And you know what was most amazing about the first one, especially, was like, it really didn't seem that far-fetched.
No, not at all.
With all the reality shows that we see, and you're like, this is just the next
weather
thing.
Manipulation. It's totally.
I mean, the other part about like the future and like what's happened, you know, like that she hasn't completely developed in that book, which I suspect is going to happen in the next two books. But just that whole idea of basically a death game, all televised, like wherever they go, they're always on camera, just like you see, and it's not really reality; it's scripted to a degree. But then it was just like.
It's like when things got a little slow.
Yeah.
Just, you know, I don't want to give anything away, but things happen to move this game along, you know? You're absolutely right. It's totally believable.
Yeah, very well done. And not at all, you know, beyond the realm of possibility when you really think about where the reality shows are going as they are. So, anyway, really well done. Really enjoyable.
You know what I also like about the second book is you know, you really do need to read the first book before you go to the second book, but there are things that happen in the second book that occur, you know, in the first book, and she explains it again. She explains, you know, blah, 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 which if you read the first book, you already know.
Yeah.
But if you hadn't read the first book, she kind of clears it up for those who just kind of come in, I think. And I don't know if it's just her style of writing or, you know, whatever, but like you said, I like her style, I like the pace, I like the flow. I like the character development, everything about it, and I didn't really think I was going to, and I'm having a blast with it. And like I said, I'm halfway through the second book, and I'm pretty sure I'll plow right into the third book after that. So, anyway, that's going to do it for us today, huh?
Yeah,
it's been a good time. We want to thank Miyu for joining us here on Swoop's World, and what a pleasure! Like I said, a really talented young lady. You get a chance to check her out. Go to her website, or go to Miyu.com, I believe it is. It's in the
Miyu Haiti.
MiyuHaiti.com. And also, you can find her on Facebook. If you have any problems with that, just go to SwoopsWorld.com. We've linked to her Facebook page. You can go right there and check her out. Like her pages, follow her on Twitter, and you know, when you get the opportunity, buy her music. And until then, everybody have a safe, wonderful, and great weekend. And once again, thanks for listening to Swoop's World.
Have a good one.
There we go.
The views and opinions expressed by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Talk Story Radio, its affiliates, or sponsors.